Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of the Apple Juice Show, episode 58 for Thursday, July 29th, 2010. Welcome, everyone. Today we've got with us Billy Hahn, the most wonderful guy I know.
More creepy, but I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. I think last episode we were talking to you actually in person.
We were together,
yes.
That was like a month ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. Been, you know, taking a break a little here. Had summer, had good summer. It's almost over for me.
When do you go back to school?
I go August 11th. When do you go back to school?
19th.
Okay, so 8 days away, but 8 days apart. But yeah, how would you say, how's your month been with your iPhone 4?
Pretty good. Actually, we should FaceTime more and more. Because every time, you know, whenever I call you on FaceTime and you don't answer, does it say I'm calling you? Because
it does not say that I'm calling you, but I do get a missed call. It says FaceTime Billy Hahn, even though I wasn't on Wi-Fi or not.
Yeah, that must be why you didn't get a ring or anything.
Yeah. Yeah. So I've been good. Any problems with the reception or not, you know?
I'm just in a bad AT&T. Well, actually, some places I got great reception, but today I didn't notice. I was able to kill my signal even with the bumper on. And
really?
I've actually shot a video of it. It's on YouTube. And you can just see me kill the signal with or without the bumper.
I mean, right now I have no bumper on. I'm holding it like I would normally hold it if I'm on a phone call, which would be, you know, two fingers on the side where the volume is, my thumb on where the SIM card is, and then a pinky at the bottom. I just hold it in a weird way. And
that is pretty weird. I'm not going to lie.
I'll show you any.
Yeah, hold on. I'm trying to recreate that. Let's see.
So put your ring finger and your middle finger on the under the volume, your thumb on the where the SIM card is, and then your pinky underneath where the dock. And then your index on the Apple. Yeah. I mean, I hold that like if I'm on a phone call, probably like that. And I got 3 bars. So I guess, you know, I used to have full bars, but 4.1, you know, changed the update. 4.1 Apple sent out 4.1 to us, and they basically the way that they show the bars was different in the update. Now, Apple had a press conference last week, and they basically said, you know, listen, all phones have reception issues. We're not the only person that has, you know, the reception issue. And we're going to offer free bumpers and cases, you know, to everybody that, you know, that has an iPhone 4.
Right.
And so you got a refund, didn't you?
Yeah, they automatically refunded my money.
I've looked for the refund. I you know, maybe I have not seen it, or maybe it's in there. I don't know. But I have placed an order for another case that I would just, you know, like to have another case just other than the bumper and this other one that I have here sitting around. Yesterday was a great day, wasn't it, for Apple? They did a couple updates. One of them was the new iMacs were upgraded with the ATI Radeon HD graphic cards. You have an iMac, but you have one of the older ones, the 24-inch, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've got here a 21-inch, the basic one, 3.06, Core i3, 4 gigabytes of RAM, 500 gigabytes. You got the ATI Radeon HD 4670. Then you get the next step up, which is 1500. You get 3.2 Core i3 with a terabyte, and you get the HD 5670. And then the next step is the 27-inch, which comes with the same graphics card, but it's a 3. Yeah, it's basically, wow, it's the same, just 21 and 20. Wow, I just noticed the price difference in here. Then you got the latest 27. You can have a Core i7 for $200 more on top of the ultimate one, which is $2,200 if you want a Core i7. That's good because the last time they did was October 2009. Last year they updated, so now they're updating. I'm planning on maybe an iMac within a couple months here. A nice really cool thing is the Magic Trackpad. They've been talking about this for a while. Just never, you know, just right now it comes out. The new Magic Trackpad is the first multi-touch trackpad designed to work with your Mac desktop. It's funny that they say Mac desktop when it works with laptops as well.
Well, why would you want one with a laptop when it's got the trackpad? That's my whole thing.
Okay, you've seen my setup. I have my keyboard, and then I have a Logitech MX Revolution mouse. I would love to have a trackpad instead of having a mouse.
Yeah, but most people don't do that.
Okay, well, I do. And if I get an iMac, I'll have a Magic Trackpad anyways. You know, it supports all the full gestures, you know, and there's actually a really cool gesture where you use three fingers and you can drag a window around. That sets you back about $69. Also, Apple announced a battery charger, a pretty interesting battery charger here. It's a new industry standard. It has the lowest standby power usage, you know, value, you know, similar to the market. So basically, it charges the battery, and once they're, you know, fully charged, it doesn't draw more power. So it comes with six batteries, which is really cool. I've never, you know, it's funny that I never purchased a battery charger with, you know, rechargeable batteries. You know, someone in my family has one, but I don't, you know, I was like, you know, why do I ever need, but now's the time. I should have my Magic Trackpad tomorrow, and I should have the rechargeable batteries probably next week.
That's all I do is I just have a battery charger, and I have about 20 rechargeable batteries. Yeah. I use it for everything. My Xbox controllers, my shower radio uses them.
The battery charger is $30. So it's usually Apple's standard on chargers is like $30. So
yeah, they like that number for some reason for power.
And then for mouses and stuff, they use like $69, which is standard as well. 27-inch LED cinema display, very nice. This is something that I would invest in, but I prefer to invest in an iMac 27-inch and then use it as a display when I need an extra display. You know,
you want to use what?
So basically, for $1,000 you can get a 27-inch LED cinema display, but for, you know, what, $500 more, I can get a 27-inch iMac, and I can use that as a display as well. You know, you get the certain adapter, and you can use it as a display.
Yeah, but why would you do that?
So then you have two computers in one, basically.
No, you still have two computers.
Well, I still have two computers, but, you know, I can have a 27-inch monitor with my MacBook Pro if I wanted to. So, and you know, it's funny is that they discontinued the 24-inch and
the
30-inch.
Yeah, that's the most interesting thing to me is because they just came out with a 24 a year and something ago, 24-inch cinema display, and they're already discontinuing it, and the 30-inch has been out for four or 5 years.
Yeah, my uncle has a 30-inch cinema display. The thing is, like, I'm a graphic designer. I want a 30-inch. I can see it. 30-inch is $1,700 or $1,800. Just spend the money. You spend $200 more, and you get two 27-inches. I would prefer two 27-inches opposed to 30.
Yeah.
So, you know, actually, they discontinued them, but the ones that they do have, they'll, you know, just sell out, or they'll use as replacements.
Well, yeah, they wouldn't just throw them out.
Might have them in the refurbished area, the clearance. New Mac Pros. Neither I or you are Mac Pro users, but now you can have up to 12 cores, and you can have also solid-state options, which is great for Mac Pro users. 12 cores is pretty big up there.
Yeah, so the interesting thing is that the iMacs have two disk drives now.
You like that, don't you?
Yeah, you could – 256 gigs is a lot for a solid-state drive, and it's actually pretty reasonably priced, I think, but – it's too big if you just want that as your boot drive with your applications. That's just, it's overkill. I think 64 gigs would be enough, but I guess 256 if you keep your photos and your operating system on, and then maybe the 2 terabyte for your music and your media.
Now, let me ask you something. It has two hard drive bays then?
I'm not sure if they're hard drive bays. I know one's a hard drive bay and one's a solid disk drive bay, which is smaller.
No, because if... Just put it in here, like put it in perspective. If I wanted to buy an iMac, I'm going to buy an iMac. I want to have two hard drives in there, but when I buy it and I buy it with one terabyte hard drive, will I be able to add my own, or is it just, you know, you have to order it through Apple and you get what they offer you, is the question.
Well, on the iMac 4, it's very difficult to put a hard drive in.
Oh, I know.
It's easy to put RAM in. It's hard to put a hard drive in. So I wouldn't be surprised if they kept it the same way on this one.
Interesting. Very interesting. The Magic – I can't wait to try the Magic Trackpad. I mean, it seems pretty cool to me. As a mouse, just, you know, I might drop the mouse and see how I can use a trackpad, you know, for a while and see how it goes. Apple has released the iOS 4.1 beta to developers. I have yet to install that on any of my devices. Supposedly, it fixed the proximity sensor. Have you been having any of that problem with the proximity sensor?
Yeah.
You have, yeah.
It's frustrating because I'll mute calls. I'll be talking to someone and they'll be like, hello, and I'll be like, hi, and like, hello, and I look at my phone. Now it just comes natural. Like, now I just know to look at my phone whenever they can't hear me. It's not even AT&T.
Yeah.
Usually it mutes. I've actually had a time when it called somebody else while I was on the phone.
Really?
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes I'll take my phone away from my ear to check it just to make sure it hasn't hit any buttons. And it'll have my contacts list up because it my face must have clicked it by accident and said it wanted to add a call. So good thing I didn't accidentally hit it again. It could have called somebody else.
Yeah, you know.
Very,
you know,
frustrating. I wish Apple would fix this. Like, yeah. Really cool.
I do want to give a little promotion here to a friend of mine. They just started this website. I talked about one of the other websites they just have. Now they got a new website. It's called iPhone Case Finder. So, you know, if any of you are looking for an iPhone 4 case for your thing, go to iPhoneCaseFinder.com. Check out. They have different cases. You can look by color, brand, features, material, models. It's pretty cool. One thing I want to mention was another thing is Skype for iOS 4 is amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, one thing I don't like about it is drains your battery.
Well, yeah.
I mean, but drains it, like, totally drains it. I mean, I was on 60% and next thing I know, I'm on 10.
So the battery, I don't know. Battery life's been great for me. Like, the first week I had it sucked, but that was just conditioning, and that's how it is with all products I get. It just have to condition them and then they work fine. But I don't know, I just haven't really noticed any big drain with Skype. Everything just works fine. If I can get through my day with my iPhone, it's perfect for me.
We really, I hadn't tried in a while is I just tried this the other day, is how if I could get with my phone, like I went to someone's house and I didn't have my charger and I spent the night at the house and I was like, oh, my phone, I'm not going to be able to use it. Well, I was like, my phone's at 60%. And the next day it lasted me all day. So I was perfectly, you know, fine with, I could go perfectly fine, like a weekend without, you know, charging my phone.
I can do that with my iPad, not my phone.
My phone or my phone. How's your iPad? How are you liking your iPad?
Love it. Yeah. So I've been noticing that I've been actually using my MacBook Pro whenever I lay in my bed now since I've got my iMac back here. But sometimes I just get on my iPad.
So you have any new applications you've been playing with, you know, checking out?
On the iPad, not really. I don't think I've installed anything on the iPad. There's a great flashlight app for the iPhone, though. It's called Light. And it just uses the backlight, the LED flash, and just turns it on, and it works really cool.
You know, I'm looking. I thought I had a Camera Plus on here. Oh, I do. I don't know where that is. Pretty cool photography app is the Camera Plus app by Lisa. You know, Lisa Bentley was working.
That app just does everything that other apps have been doing, except now she just got a lot of promotion about it. And I've had apps. Camera Bag does everything hers does. And it's been out for like a year and something.
I just noticed. Oh, wow. I love this front-facing camera here. You know, I'm going to take a snap.
I wish it was higher quality. It's not that high quality. It's only 640 by 480. I wish it was like 3 megapixels.
I'm gonna daily booth this. But I mean,
you know, you had a daily booth.
I did. I've actually never done a daily booth. I tried to do one once with when I got the new iPhone with you when you were here, and it didn't work for me.
Huh. I do it a few times a day just to keep up. Speaking of which, I need to shoot into life update today.
Yeah. I mean, so do you have any application or so that was your kind of the pick of the week that you were talking about there? Is the light app?
Yeah, I like that light app. It's useful. I mean, I'll go downstairs and don't want to turn on the light, and I'll just get my iPhone out and use the LED. It's bright. I mean, it's really bright. There's no reason you shouldn't use it. It does drain your battery, but yeah, you could use a good app as Air Video. We used them when we were at your house to watch some TV shows.
I love that app. Especially on the iPad. I mean, I pull it out and I'm watching basically your videos on my phone.
That's a little creepy.
Well, yeah, never mind. But I mean, there's TV shows you watch that I like Police Interceptors is a good TV show.
Do you watch that off my iPad? Is that why my internet's been slow?
Has it been slow for you? I mean, I don't know.
Good thing I turned it off last night.
Occasionally, pretty much, you know, that's pretty much it. You know, I don't have anything much, you know, more news to say. I want to see if this daily booth posted.
I want to say, you know what case I want for my iPhone? I want the iPhone 4 Defender from OtterBox.
Oh, that reminds me. Let's see if we can see if my friends over there can, you know, help us out.
See, I'll just buy one. It's good to buy stuff.
Yes.
Taking it.
Oh, look at that! It posted.
Kind of compromised. Let's see. I want to see your account, G-Drage.
Always.
Oh, what's it? Spelled your name wrong. G D R A G E.
DavidBooth.com/DRAGE. Let's share.
That's where it didn't find you. Search. Yeah, I didn't find you again. That's
go to dailybooth.com /DRAGE.
Okay, let's try that. I keep spelling your name wrong today. Okay, there we go. Wow, it's a great photo.
Thank you.
Your first photo. I'm your first. Well, let's see.
I have two followers. Who's my follower?
You're following yourself.
I didn't know you could do that either. I don't even know. I've never even played with this.
Yeah.
I'm following you and DJustine, or Justine, iJustine.
Yes.
Alrighty, I guess that's pretty much it for the show. Come back next week and we'll give you some more news and let's find out. Billy, actually, no, when you get back from Louisiana?
Well, I'm going to New York, so probably won't be back till not this coming Monday, but the next Monday.
You know what? Are you taking your iPad?
Yeah, I'm taking both, my computer and my iPad.
We could record a podcast from your iPad.
We could try. Yeah, we could do that.
Or your iPhone. Works on 3G.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and I'm sure in New York they'll have 3G.
We did with Jordan. Jordan Drake, two or three episodes ago.
Ooh, okay.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Where can we find you on the web?
Twitter.com/BILLYHIME. And I'm on Daily Booth. It's the same name now.
Find me on Twitter.com/GDRAGE, G-Drage, first initial last name. That's pretty much it. You can email us info@applejuiceshow.com for anything, questions, comments, suggestions, sponsorships, reviews, anything. And you can visit us on the website at applejuiceshow.com. Thanks for listening.